Welcome to Palcast, your creator national podcast. Network News, episode 93. Welcome, GNN fans, to another episode of God Network News, the podcast that tells you what God's doing around the world. Not what CNN tells you, but what GNN tells you is going on in the world. If you're tired of listening to all of that crisis network news and you want to hear what God's doing, well, give us a listen. Welcome once again, God Network News fans, to another episode that is part of a new series that my wife and I were able to record and interview some incredible stories from the Middle East. We were able to meet with several workers doing church planting work in the region and just ministering to people. And wow, what amazing things that God is doing amongst Arabs in the Middle East. It's incredible. And I want to bring this to you as a series so the next 12 episodes will be testimonies from these incredible workers that are doing amazing miracles through the power of God as they pray for people's needs and seeing people come to Christ. So without further ado, I want to launch right into the next episode in this wonderful set of stories. Are you ready, God Network News fans, for another exciting story from the Middle East? Here I am with my lovely wife as she tippy-taps on her computer, catching up on email as we record another amazing testimony of what God is doing in this region of the world. And I hope that you're getting excited by now. I hope you're thinking about that friend of yours that mentioned to you how excited and interested they were in the Middle East and maybe doing missions work there sometime. You could pass this podcast on to them or the contact with Kate and Andrew here and help them with the work that's amazing in this place. God is really moving here. Andrew, thanks for being with us again and sharing another amazing story. What do you have for us today?
Yeah, so I just wanted to share another testimony that just once again reveals just God's power and his desire just to radically encounter people through all of us. And it was earlier this year that we had a short-term team visiting us just to help us with our ministry. And it was a Tuesday evening, and I usually just take guys out to do evangelism on Tuesday evenings. And this particular evening, I was just praying, asking the Lord, where do you want us to go? What do you want us to do? And I just felt like a particular village area pop up in my heart that we should go to that night. So I decided that's where we would go. But before we left, just me and all these guys really were just feeling like we don't want to go out and do evangelism, which I think if we're honest, we've all been there before. Like we don't want to take risk and step out and we can feel like we don't want to do those things sometimes. So we were just really feeling tired and like we'd rather just pop on a movie. And I think what you'll learn in the story is if you're feeling that, I think that's often a good sign that God's about to do something insane because the enemy really doesn't want you to go out and you know, love on people. So we were feeling that, but we got over the barrier and decided to go out anyways. So We went to this particular village about 45 minutes out of the city where I live. And it was me and three other guys who were just really hungry to see God do just amazing things. They hadn't experienced much in the area of just seeing God heal people or different things like that. So they were just hungry to see stuff. So we just simply prayed to the Lord on our drive that he would just do whatever he wanted to do and asked him to help us be obedient. So anyways, we get to this village area and just begin trying to talk to Muslim people in the area, trying to offer prayer and share as much as we could about Jesus. And not a whole lot was happening for the first 20 minutes. And then we get onto the street where there's like a fish market and you have these local guys just selling freshly caught fish. And just the whole whole village smells just like dead fish because it's just kind of a fisherman village and they're selling fresh fish in this area. And I just began talking to a few of the guys and just sharing a little bit about Jesus and his desire to heal people and asked if they needed prayer for healing or anything like that. And that opened up the door for me to pray for these locals for healing. And anyways, I just began praying for this one older man who had a knee injury. And I'm by him. And at this point, the little market area begins to get a little more crowded. And people can kind of see that I'm doing something interesting that they're not fully used to. So a crowd begins to form. And I pray for this guy and his leg was feeling a little bit better. And at this point, there are just a lot of people gathered around us just wondering, what are you doing? And quickly they realize that we're praying in Jesus's name for healing and we're doing that. So as soon as they figure that out, we just have a lot of people who are asking, like, can I be prayed for? And our nation, which the majority of nations, if not all, all nations in the Middle East, it's illegal to publicly evangelize and pray for people and do things like this. Yeah. So we were in a very public place. A crowd was beginning to form. And I know that this isn't good, you know, like we could get in trouble for this. But there's just so many people asking for prayer. So it was an amazing opportunity, but also a bit dangerous in terms of the law. So anyways, I begin praying for people and I begin just getting the three guys with me to begin praying for people. And just as we pray for more people, people start getting healed. And as that happens, more crowds start to gather. And pretty quickly, I have about 30 guys surrounded around me and the three other guys are in their own groups with roughly 30 people surrounded around all of them. So we have roughly 120 people gathered around all of us. And it just starts to look like a just Pentecostal healing meeting. Like there's just lines of people.
That's incredible.
I am telling the guys, like, pray quickly, move quickly, because we don't have a lot of time to do this. Yeah. We're going to have to get out of here. We can't spend all night here because this is quickly, you know, drawing attention.
Yeah.
But it was just clear minute after minute, people just started confessing they had pain and the pain left because Jesus healed them. And we just started seeing more and more people get healed. So it was just such a clear moment of, okay, I know we should probably go soon, but God is just doing something incredible. So we'll continue going a little longer. So anyways, I'm in my group, you know, laying hands on people, saying, you know, praying in Jesus' name, and they know Jesus is the one doing the healing. And then the three other people are doing the same thing for about 25 minutes. And we're just kind of doing speed prayers because there's so many people and we don't have a lot of time. So 25 minutes go by. We've prayed for a lot of people. And at this point, there's a local guy who comes up and he's listening to what I'm praying. And at this point, I'm praying a little bit in Arabic, a little bit in English, but I'm saying, Jesus, let your kingdom come, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And he hears this and he immediately gets very hostile and he says, what do you guys think you're doing? You're not allowed to be doing this. You guys have to go. And he begins getting really mad at us. So at that point, I didn't want to argue with him. I didn't want to mess with him or anything like that or stay around. I just felt in my heart it was time to leave. We got to go. So I gather up the three young guys who are on the short-term team who were with me, and we get to the car, and I have to, like, pull them out of their crowd, and, you know, I'm in a crowd and there's a lot of people who still needed prayer that we couldn't pray for, unfortunately. And we get to our car, I put the key in, I start up the engine. As soon as I start up the engine, I get a knock on the window. And it's the secret police. It's a policeman, but he's dressed just in normal clothes.
Right.
And he holds out his card and he says, "Give me your ID." And he's clearly upset. So I roll down the window, I give the card to him, and he has me roll the window up, and we're just waiting in the car while he is with other police officers at this point. Police cars show up, and all this kind of stuff. And I'm in the car kind of like, wow, celebrating the amazing thing God did, but also a little bit like, what's about to happen?
Yeah,
I don't know
right.
what's going to happen. And you have these three short-termers here in the car too, who just experienced something they had never experienced in their entire life. They've never seen Jesus heal like that, in a way like that. So they're just 100% excited and just freaking out in the car. And I'm really excited as well, but also like, I live here long term.
Yeah,
I hope I don't get
right.
kicked out, you know. Whereas they, if they get kicked out, they don't even live, you know, in the nation. So it's fine. But anyways, so we waited out and they finally give me my ID back and they say, "Follow us." So, we drive the car to the police station, and while we're in the car, the three guys are just freaking out, so excited. And I asked them, "Guys, like roughly how many people confessed that they got healed?" And all of them said, honestly, probably 15 to 20 people, in each group confessed that they were healed. So around like, let's say 65 to 80 people in a span of 25 to 30 minutes experienced the healing touch of the Lord. And these are all Muslims, you know, gathered around us, just excited for what God was doing. So it was absolutely incredible. We get to the police station. I'm still not sure what's going to happen because it was an illegal thing of what we were doing. So I'm the only one that speaks some measure of Arabic. So they pull me in the back office and they begin questioning me, just trying to get a grasp of like, what do you think you were doing? What in the world is this? They just had really no grit, you know, healing miracles and stuff like that. So I just simply told them we were praying in the name of Jesus. Jesus heals people. He's alive. He, you know, has the power to do this. And we were just praying for, I just told it like it was. Mm-hmm. There was some people in this market area who needed prayer, and then a lot of people ended up needing prayer.
Yeah.
And we were just, helping people. That's what we wanted to do. Jesus loves people, wants people to know him. So I just begin sharing this, and they're just pretty clearly upset. But about an hour goes by of me getting talked to in this office. And at the end, they wrote up a report and a little police report and ended up giving me my license back. And they said, "Okay, you can go, but you aren't allowed to do this again. If you ever want to pray for anyone, it has to be in a mosque or in a church, like Muslims in the mosque, Christians in the government run church. That's the only place you can pray for people. Mm-hmm. You can't do this again. This is your warning." And they allow me to go. Mm-hmm. So we leave and thankfully, the Lord protected us. None of us got in trouble. I've been in and out of the nation ever since, and I've never had any issues whatsoever getting back in. So it was just an amazing time. And I think my major takeaway was, I think so often we think we have to be these like spiritual experts or just the holiest people in the world to see God move. Mm-hmm. But it really was just four simple guys, three of which who had just gotten to the nation for the first time and just began to experience ministering to Muslims.
Yeah.
And they just, it was the Peter principle of that. They just stepped out of the boat. They just went for it and laid hands on people and just tried to pray for healing. And God just completely took over and healings just broke out. And in this village, 65 to 80 people just got radically healed.
Yeah.
And it was just such an amazing moment of just seeing God break out like that. So,
and the amazing thing is that every one of them know that it was in Jesus' name, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
It was Jesus that healed them, and the power of God visited them, and you can bet that they're going to remember that, and they're going to tell their children and their whole families about it, and the news will spread in a good way. So I think that's amazing. It's exciting that it's great that the Lord protected you all, but also I think, you know, the Bible says we're going to experience persecution, you know, and there's going to be times where we're going to be brought before the judges and before authorities, and but that the Lord just said, I'll give you the words to say. And yeah, that's
right.
Incredible. It's not that we're to look for that or do things that are really, really unsafe or unwise. But I think you guys went and, you know, you were doing what God was leading you to do. And I think people just got excited and realized, hey, the blessing of God is here with us. Let's take advantage of this. And huge crowd gathered. And that's the real reason why it got focus, you know, and attention.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, that's a great testimony. It's exciting to hear how the Lord is using his people that are willing to be obedient in radical ways. And like you said, you had three young guys there with you, just got off the plane, basically. And this was just as much of a, you know, incredible experience to them as it was to the people that got healed. So
yeah,
that's fantastic. Very exciting. Thank you very much, Andrew, for that great story and real inspiration. Bless you, bro.
Yeah, no problem.